Shalom, everybody, and welcome to the Sar Shalom Ministries broadcast of Preparing the Way of the Lord. But first off, let me introduce you to Sar Shalom Ministries. Sar Shalom is a Hebrew word. It means Prince of Peace. We're a Hebrew roots ministry that's seeking out and restoring the way of the Lord and rooting out and tearing down, as spoken of in Jeremiah, the traditions of men that have crept in and contradict or make void the commandments of God. We at Sar Shalom Ministries, we desire to follow the Messiah Yeshua, that's Jesus Christ by his Hebrew name. And according to 1 John 2:6, it says, "He that says he abides in him," that is, whosoever says that Jesus abides in them or that they're a Christian and have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of them, ought himself to walk, that is, to live your life, even as he walked. So what John is telling us is that if we say that we're a Christian and we're a believer, then we should walk the way Yeshua walked. And how did Yeshua walk? Did he walk in the commandments of God? Or did he walk in the traditions of men that made void the commandments of God? Did he keep the Sabbath, or did he choose any day in seven? Did he keep the dietary instructions that have been sanctified by the word of God in Leviticus 11? Or did he do away with all the dietary laws? Did he walk in obedience, or did he walk in disobedience to Torah? Torah is the Hebrew Strong's number 8451. It translates as law. It means God's teachings, instructions, and directions for our lives. Did he come to do away with the Torah? Or did he come to bring us back to the true Torah and put the Torah in our hearts? Well, if you've chosen the lawless Jesus, you know the one that false teachers preach saying he came to do away with the law, which is a direct contradiction of the Master's own words found in Matthew 5:17. Then I have some pretty interesting news for you. You've been following another Jesus, a Jesus of lawlessness. Saints, the Jesus of the Bible is lawful. He said out of his own mouth, "Think not that I've come to do away with the law." He went on to say that those that make void the least of the commandments of God and teaches others to do so, they will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. The Lord also went on to say that those that keep the commandments of God and teaches others to keep them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Well, saints, it can't get any clearer than that. The Lord says either you'll be great in the kingdom of heaven by keeping the commandments, or you'll be least in the kingdom of heaven by being lawless. I, for one, choose to be lawful. I choose to keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, saints, you see that Yeshua's kingdom is lawful. His kingdom is not lawless. Satan is the king of the lawless ones. Yeshua is the king of the lawful ones. He is the king of kings and not the Burger King, have it your way. Do it the way that you want to do it. No, we follow Yeshua. Like Paul, Shaul, like he said, follow me as I follow Christ. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23, the Lord says something that's very scary. He says, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name done wonderful works?" Now, who are these people that are using his name? Is it the Buddhists? Is it the Muslims? Is it the Hare Krishnas? No, it's the Christians, other believers that are using the name of Jesus Christ to cast out demons, to go and feed the hungry, to do wonderful works around the city and the state. And what does the Lord say to these people? In verse 23, he says, "And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Iniquity is the Greek Strong's word number 458. And guess what it means? It means lawlessness, Torahlessness. Those that have done away with the Torah or said, "Oh, we don't have to do that anymore." Jesus freed us from that terrible law. Well, saints, Yeshua is the Torah. Jesus is the Word made flesh. He freed us from the law of sin and death. He paid the price for our sins, for our iniquities, for our transgressions of the law. By faith, we are saved through him. Like Paul says, do we make void the law through faith? God forbid. No, we establish the law. So at Sar Shalom Ministries, we keep the commandments of the Lord and the faith in Yeshua not to be saved, because we're saved by his blood and his works alone. We keep the commandments of God because we are saved. It teaches us how to live a redeemed and holy lifestyle. It teaches us how to walk this earth. It teaches us how to be blessed by God. Brethren, we keep the commandments of God because we love him. Yeshua said, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 5:3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And guess what? His commandments are not grievous. Brethren, it's time to sound the shofar in Zion. It's time for the body of Christ to wake up from her slumber. Look around, true saints of Elohim, at the state of the body of Yeshua today. The church is looking more and more like the world and less like Yeshua. We've embraced pagan holidays and stamped it Christian and totally reject the set-apart days, the feasts of the Lord. We say they're too Jewish, when in fact they all speak about Yeshua, what he has done, what he's doing, and what he will do. I've heard some say that, oh, the feasts and the Sabbath, well, that's Old Testament, and we're New Covenant believers today. We have a better covenant based on better promises. We don't have to keep that old law anymore. Well, the fact is that we are indeed New Covenant believers. But do we really understand what the New Covenant is all about? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 8:8, it says, for finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Now, first of all, beloved, we want to make sure that you understand that the writer of Hebrews is not saying God found fault with his own word. No, he found fault with the people not being able to keep his commandments. God's word is perfect. In fact, David said in Psalms 19:7, that the law of the Lord is perfect. Paul tells us that the law of the Lord is holy. Now, if something is perfect, how can it have fault? It's not the word that has a problem, it's man that has the problem. Secondly, did you notice who this new covenant is made with? It's made with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Did you hear any Gentiles? No, you did not. But thank God that we have been grafted in to the house of Israel. We haven't replaced Israel. We are a part of the family now through Yeshua the Messiah. Galatians 3:29. And if ye be Christ's, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And therefore, brethren, this new covenant indeed applies to us. Those of us that were once wild olive branches have been grafted in to the good olive tree, that being Israel. Beloved, I want you to pay close attention to verse 10 of Hebrews. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my Torah in their minds and write them in their hearts. This is a direct quote from Jeremiah 31:31. Beloved, that's the Holy Spirit, which guides us into all truth. And what is truth? Yeshua said it. Thy Torah, thy word is truth. So we see, beloved, that the new covenant isn't about doing away with the law of God. It's all about putting the law of God in our inward parts and writing it on our hearts, having it in our mind, so that we will have a desire to do his commandments. Brethren, do you realize that new covenant believers are to be zealous for the law of the Lord? Ezekiel 36:26 says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit, that is his Ruach HaKodesh, within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. So when someone says that they're a New Testament believer, that means that they are walking in Torah. When someone says, I have the Spirit of Christ dwelling within me, then they should be walking in Torah. Now, does this mean I'm going to be perfect? Absolutely not. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 said it best. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth, that is the Torah, is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, it looks like my time is about up. Remember, brethren, Yeshua, he is Lord of the Sabbath.